Native Americans. The history of the treatment of Native American tribes by European settlers in America is a very sad one. Driven from their homeland, they were forced to move to an Indian territory in Oklahoma against their will. Despite this, one tribe did a wonderful thing for another group of suffering people in the world. In 1847, the Choctaw tribe collected $170, about €4,000 in today's money, for victims of the Great Famine in Ireland. This was a remarkable act of generosity from a tribe that had suffered such troubles of their own at the hands of European settlers. Nowadays, many Native Americans live on reservations, enclosed areas. This is a sad fate for a proud people who once roamed freely on their own land throughout North America. Before the settlers came, the first Native Americans arrived in North America, possibly from Eurasia, about 12,000 years ago. They soon spread throughout the land. Native Americans believed that the land was sacred. Because of this, it could not be owned by anyone. Using bow and arrows, they hunted the buffalo that roamed the countryside in great herds. They used the skins of the buffalo to make clothes and used its meat for food. Buffalo tongue was considered a great delicacy. They also used the tough hide of the buffalo to make their teepees, tents. First, they tied long wooden poles together to make a cone. Then they covered this cone with the buffalo hide. They decorated their teepees with pictures of buffalo and other animals. Young Native American children were carried around on their mother's back on cradle boards. Older children played a game called shinny, with long sticks and a ball. The boys learned how to use a bow and arrow at an early age in preparation for their first hunt. Native Americans believed that when you died, you went to the spirit world. For them, the spirit world was everywhere, in plants, animals, and in other people. As a result of this belief, they treated their world with great respect, only killing the animals they needed for food, clothing, and shelter. The peaceful way of life of the Native Americans changed forever when Europeans discovered North America and came to settle there. The arrival of settlers. When white European settlers arrived in America, they brought with them old world diseases, such as measles, typhoid, and smallpox. These were new diseases to the Native Americans, and they had no immunity, natural inner protection, against them. It is thought that up to half the Native Americans got sick and died as a result. Some tribes even came close to extinction, dying out. The Spanish settlers in the 1500s brought the first horses to America. The Native Americans took to horse riding and began to hunt buffalo on horseback. However, the Europeans also hunted buffalo on their galloping horses using guns. They wanted to clear the land of buffalo and replace them with cattle. As a result, huge numbers of buffalo were slaughtered. The dead buffalo were left to rot on the ground. In 1800, it is estimated that there were over 50 million buffalo in North America. Incredibly, by 1889, only about 600 buffalo were left in all of North America. The decline of the buffalo meant the end of the Native American way of life forever. Fact box. The Sioux tribe, led by Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse, fought back when the government demanded they hand over the Black Hills in 1876. The Black Hills were sacred lands to the Sioux. The Sioux managed to defeat General Custer's army in the famous Battle of Little Bighorn. However, they lost so many of their warriors in the battle that when more government troops arrived, they could no longer resist them. European settlers also had a different attitude to land. They did not consider it to be sacred. It was there to be used for growing crops and feeding animals. They drove the Native Americans off the land where they had roamed free for centuries. They fenced in the land for their farms and claimed it as their own. Great tribes like the Sioux were driven onto reservations. The Cherokee and the Choctaw tribes were forced to march west to their new home in Oklahoma, far away from their ancestral homes and hunting grounds. Their long, difficult journey was called the Trail of Tears. Up to 4,000 of the 15,000 Cherokee died of starvation, cold, and disease as they were marched west through swamps and rivers. They also had to trek over mountains and through forests in the snow and ice. Life on a reservation. Nowadays, many Native Americans choose to leave the reservations and go to live in the big cities. However, many still live on reservations. Here, they make traditional Native American crafts, such as moccasins, decorative beading, bows and arrows, and traditional clothes. They sell most of these crafts to tourists. In recent years, some Native Americans have opened casinos. They use the profits from these to pay for housing, education, and healthcare for members of their communities who have fallen on hard times.